Okay, today is Friday, December 7, 2018, and this is the last new moon session of 2018. And for those of you who don't know me, this is Debbie Moran. And what I said a minute ago is I just was going to start the recording because the energy feels a little interesting, always different, always interesting. And tonight it just feels like there is a just feel this kind of wavy, kind of almost start-stop energy. So let's just take a few moments to breathe together, and then if and when you feel called, you can say your name or not, say hi, and or tell us your intentions, okay? And all of that's okay. You don't have to say anything. So let's just take a few moments to breathe. Let's take at least 3 full breaths together. So, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Good. I feel like, I'm open to hearing anybody state their intentions, or if nobody wants to say anything, we can just begin without intentions, but I'm happy to hear them because it's always helpful to energize your intentions if you want to.
All right, this is Leslie. I'm laying next to a one-year-old indigo child who has the mark of a perfect heart on his backside, the mark of the indigo. And he's laying here nice and quiet, not moving, knowing what's going on. And my intentions are whatever these black bubbles of invisible stuff that's blocking things from transpiring, the invisible stuff, just may be found and be dissipated in some form or fashion.
Lovely. Okay. And what is the baby's name?
Anthony.
Anthony. Thank you, Anthony. And thank you, Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Anthony has plenty to say. Uh-huh. Interesting, Leslie, that you mentioned these black dots, like kind of blocking energy, because I can feel that. And now that you mentioned it, I can see it. And it feels like, as we come to the close of this year, it's been a chaotic many years, actually. But this year has really surfaced the chaos really well. And it's been tough for many of us in terms of the chaos being surfaced, but I feel like it's been purposeful. And so to shake some of that energy loose is a really good idea. So as you were talking about that, I could kind of feel this energy of this chaotic, disruptive, obtrusive energy. I wanted to say challenging, but it showed up as obtrusive energy. So it's really about kind of peeling away. I feel like I'm peeling away this layer of sticky, tar-like stuckness that is masquerading as the personas of our personalities. And been serving a purpose, and yet it's too thick and too sticky now, so we need a cleanse. And so I feel, in that regard, I feel very much a connection with the climates of the earth and the planet. It's like this disruptive energy is trying to move things, get things moving. Get things moving. And it's interesting when I say get things moving, because today I was walking about for a while and just kind of looked around. And this is a time where people are doing their best to be, and I say this, this is not me saying this, this is just what's coming through. They're doing their best to be in good behavior, because it's typically a time of the year that everybody's celebrating some sort of holiday. And there's a lot of tension almost in that, maintaining that presence or that posture of being on good behavior. It feels artificial almost. And so, and that's actually what I was noticing in the energy today as I was just going outside in nature, that we try so hard to make things beautiful, we forget to notice what's beautiful. We try so hard to be good and to think good and to behave well that we forget what's good and what just is, just what is. That there is so much beauty in the world that we are trying to transform into something more beautiful instead of cherishing and inviting and relishing the beauty that is there. And nature inspired those messages. The elements inspired those messages. And yet there is something in our connection to nature that is saying, that is you. You know, look in the mirror. Notice what's beautiful in that image. Read into that, actually. Notice what's beautiful in that image. And yes, it changes. Changes moment by moment, not just over time. That's another thing. Time is showing up really prominently in terms of see me clearly is the message I hear from time. See me clearly. You aren't seeing me clearly. You aren't relating to me clearly. It's kind of funny because often we talk about time, you know, like going by too fast or going by too slow. It's always like Goldilocks. The porridge is too hot, the porridge is too cold. Or instead of just thanking and recognizing our alliance with time and space, these dimensions we swim in. So we are being called to the surface. We are being called to the surface. So it's like the depths of our soul are saying, I want to come out and play. I want to breathe and see the light. I want you to see and breathe the light that is you. And we are being called to recognize the true alliances in our world, the allies, the friends, the partners that we are. Who are we partnering with? Are we partnering with time and space? Are we partnering with birth and death? Are we partnering with the elements? Are we recognizing the community that is part of us and that surrounds us and that embraces us and that nourishes us and continually speaks and listens and guides us? Those energies are rising up for all of us now and saying, listen. Listen. And it's not an authoritarian, dominating order. It's not even a plea, a sorrowful, pitiful plea. It's simply a clear tone saying, listen. It's a clear voice, and yet it has many nuances, many fragrances with the senses, many fragrances, many nuances, and yet it comes through clear and pure if we are open to listen to it, if we are open to act from and come from and be with that space. Oh, there is such a grace in that energy. And it's asking to be heard. It is asking to be recognized. It is asking to be danced with, to be played with, to be created with, to be creative. Bodies. The word force keeps wanting to come, but it's not the force, it's the power. And it's like I hear Star Wars, may the force be with you. And it's like, really, may the power be with you. And the power is such an interesting word because it is so misinterpreted here. It is really inverted. Power does not dominate. Power simply is. It's a presence that is not, it's a presence that simply informs, it simply is. And it's ready to nurture and support and be with us. It is saying, now is the time. The time has always been now, but now is the time where you can hear. Now is the time when you can recognize. Now is the time when you can claim that creative power that is you. Claim that creative power that is all of us. And each of us needs to claim that creative power that represents itself as you, as our individual beingness, so that the symphony can play to its fullest. It's the dance can be danced en masse. And the play can be played truly, joyfully, dynamically and vitally alive. Kind of like the parts of us that had been asleep or that had felt numb or entombed or deadened in some way are being called to life. And the image is interesting because the image that I'm being shown is that whole dynamic of the resurrection. Ironically, it's Christmas time, and I'm being shown this whole dynamic of the resurrection of Christ at Easter. In other words, the rising. It's the rising power. It is rising. It is just saying, enjoy the rise. Enjoy the connection. Enjoy the being. And if the fear comes up, listen to it. Because fear in its natural state is simply that existential energy that keeps us, that driving force that keeps us alive. And according to Carla McLaren, and I agree with this, is that precursor to our intuition. So listen to it so it can inform us rather than stifle it so that it becomes paranoia and anxiety. Listen to it and respond from that space. There's so much kirtan activity here in Sarasota and around the world now, and that's that call and response energy, and that really is the soul's cry that is saying, I'm calling. Respond, please. But respond in your voice. Respond in your essence. Respond in the geometry, in the fragrance of who you are, not in the mimicry, not in the mimicry of what you're told to be. The force that is rising up now is the power that is truly each individual, that inner authority that is no longer accepting the outward directive that tells you how to be. It is now that inner authority that informs you how to be. It doesn't force you, it shows you the option, the pure beauty of who you are and the potential of your being. And it doesn't say, you have to do anything. It says, look at who you are and look at what you get to be. Although I'm being corrected, it does say what you have to be, and it, what they're saying is, it's back and forth, back and forth. Okay, the duality dynamic, the duality and the duality and the polarity. And the information is saying, it's not about making the duality and the polarity wrong. But it's about recognizing that they are simply markers, like birth and death are markers. They are simply markers that give you an infinite playground to explore the nuances of your being in that duality. So again, we come back to it's not this and or that, it's this and that. And every flavor, nuance, color, hue in between. It's like the computer and its pixels are simple representations of what's possible at the level of the mind. And yet that's only at the level of the mind. There is much, much more to this picture than we're aware of. And rather than fear it, let's tap into that curiosity and exploration of what's it all about. What's it all about, this life we're living? What's it all about, this person I appear to be? What's it all about with this information that keeps coming through? And what's it all about, this apparent chaos and destruction that makes no sense to me? What's it all about? And in that moment, I saw the sun and the moon at play. So it's like, so often we have this image of the sun and the moon. There are even myths where the sun and the moon are partnered, and yet they can never touch one another. Well, in our mind's reality, we never touch anything either. And yet, that's not entirely true, just like the fact that the sun and the moon never touch each other is entirely true. Say something is a fact is simply our level of understanding in that moment. It's where all our books come from, all our pictures come from, all our images. It's like a marker in this space-time reality that tells us, oh, I remember that. So we're in a place where it's time to remember. Pull together all these fragments of our lives and make a different sense, come to a different level of understanding about them. Not from a place of finite, oh, this is how it is. This may be how it appears to be, but I am open to a deeper level of understanding and a deeper level of integration of what my role and my purpose is here on this planet in this time. That's why we're all here. And so it's opening up the possibilities, the potentials to bring us to that level of understanding so that we can open up to that, those abilities that are unique to each of us. Doesn't mean we don't have similarities. We all have similar desires. We many have similar gifts. But it's to be able to tap into the pure, radiant potential of those gifts in such a way that we can put them out there in this apparent world. Bring the essence of who we are. Interesting, because I see flowers now. It's like a field of flowers, and we have flowers. Are beautiful and resilient. They seem frail, but they're beautiful and resilient. And they typically grow back. And just when you think they're gone, they come back again. Especially those things we call weeds that we misunderstand and we think have no purpose. So it's like the weeds in our lives, we get to view them with a different perspective. And listen to what they have to offer. That's taken me into what is this? So it's taking me into filaments in the body. I had to look them up. long chain of protein, such as those found in hair, muscle, or in flagella. So it's really working with the microfilaments of the body. And not just the filaments of the body, but the microfilaments in the body and the filaments in quantum physics. So what I'm seeing is them coming together in such a way that something new is being formed. And it's not to be feared. It's something new being formed within each of us. So like we're being informed more from the cosmic point of view in our biology in such a way to bring those proteins to life. Oh, interesting. I saw flowers earlier because when I looked up filament, it like talks about hair, muscle, or flagella, but then it also talks about the stamen, the male part of the flower. So it's showing those filaments as connections in all of biology and in what appears as life. So it's showing that these connections are being made. To just notice how they show up for you and notice how it feels. Feel that connection at the biological level and know that it is galactic, universal, cosmic level. Know that the connection is so vast and so significant and that we can't fully see the full picture, but just trust it. And know that it's happening. And that the universe is working for you is a true statement. All you have to do is say thank you and yes, I accept, I receive. Wow, that's really beautiful. And I see now, again in the cosmos, like fireworks, things just like lights being expressed, like this beautiful cascading. I'm not a big fan of fireworks because of the noise and the pollution, but in the cosmos what I'm seeing is like that cascading white globe that just kind of opens up. Like a celebration, a universal celebration that says, yes. We're being heard, we're being listened to, we're being acknowledged. These different aspects of who we are. Wow, beautiful. So now it's showing me more biological level, different cell parts, cytoplasma, cytoskeleton, showing me the cells, and I'm watching them in motion. the dance of the cells, the dance of the evolution of our being. At the cell level, the tissue level, the filament level. The filament level is a new level for me to observe. It's quite beautiful, actually. and at the senses level. So the sense organs are showing up, and many of us here and around the world are hypersensitive to the stimulus of the world, that mankind, actually mankind stimulus more often than not, but also climate stimulus. So many of us, our senses are hyper. And it feels like kind of entertaining, actually, because what I see is like a crew of window washers. I love it. So it's like window repair workers, so in tiny little window repair workers, and some of them look like little humans and some of them look like little nanites, and they're kind of just coming in and working at the structural level, even at the energetic structural level, again, the geometry, the energy level of our senses, to cleanse our palate for taste, to cleanse our eyes for vision, to cleanse our nostrils, and even our skin for fragrances, smells, to cleanse our ears. I laugh because it's like the image is interesting. So some of us have waxy buildup and some of us have dried up, frail, flapping in the wind filters. That's an interesting image. And our sense of touch, our hands, and again, our skin. Being cleansed and repaired. That's at the sense level, and then there's the energetic level. So our energetic boundaries and filters are being cleansed, clarified, rebuilt, and or revitalized. As well as our Wei Qi, which is, again, our energetic boundaries of our skin. And so it's the Wei Qi at the physical, the emotional, the mental, the psycho-spiritual. And it layers that we're not aware of, the soul level, etheric level. They're different levels of our being, and they also represent, like, different connections to different dimensions. So it's working with those layers and those connections to, I see, in a way, it's like the ground wire, like we're being grounded into the earth. So we're being truly connected to the earth, as well as being connected into the cosmos. So it's a bit like Mother Earth, Father Sky, physical, tangible, cosmos. So it's really making a whole lot of connections. So in body talk term, it would be like, it's connections. It's like a big program. And also linking, repairing links where necessary, and rerouting pathways where necessary, where there was a misconnect and or a block, to make us more available. I think you've heard me say this term in the past, bioavailable. So it's tapping into our biology in such a way to make us more available. to our soul's purpose, to our interconnectedness. So the individual is needing to be clear, have clear boundaries, while the connection, the interconnectedness to each other, and especially at the source level, is also being clarified, so that the individual can show up clearly with the awareness that we're all an aspect of creation. And everyone is gifted. And everyone is vital. And everyone is necessary. And it doesn't mean the gifts are the same. It doesn't mean the gifts. It's not about judging and comparing the gifts. It's about receiving and being available to the gifts and recognizing the gifts within ourselves and the interconnectedness of the gifts of others. And just pure appreciation and gratitude. To understand that we're all purposeful, even those we disagree with. Because none of us can claim we know the full picture. We do, but it's too immense for an individual consciousness. To express, we can say words that give some meaning to it, but it doesn't mean that we can put the full content of that connection. It's just simply there. Kind of like, and we all are being given like this little dial. Well, actually, I guess it will vary depending on who it is. I'm seeing it as a little dial. It's just a tiny little dial. It's like a little release valve. I just turn it slightly just to release a little bit of the pressure and a little bit of the tension, so that more space is created in my being and in my body and my interactions with those around me. Because as I allow more space to be created in my being and in my body, I make room for others. And those connections are invaluable. And beautiful and amazing and spectacular. And when I make space for myself, when we make space for ourselves and those connections around us, then communication can flow. Doesn't mean there's never tension. You always have that release valve. But what it does is it provides space for our central nervous system to calm down and not feel like it has to flee or it has to force its way into a relationship or into a conversation because it may not have room or the person or the situation may not value me. With a little bit of space, there is no doubt of value. There is no doubt of value. That takes me back into the brain. Now I'm at the hypothalamus again, which in Vedic is the moon. And linking the hypothalamus to the pituitary. With the consciousness of wholeness. It's similar to what we were just talking about, what I was just talking about with making room, making space. So it's like linking them in a spaciousness, in a new way to relate to one another, in a way that makes space for the other, rather than over-identifying as this coagulated structure of hypothalamus pituitary as one. So it's allowing the differentiation of the hypothalamus, the differentiation of the pituitary, and the connection of the two clearly. So they nurture and support one another. And linking them to the eyes, to the sense of sight, to the structure of the eyes. And it's kind of like doing an upgrade on the eyes. It's like a repair of the structure of the eyes to allow for new sight. And that's externally, meaning how we view the world outside of us, but also internally, how our internal world views itself, the cells, the structures, the systems of our bodies, as well as those intuitive senses that inform us apparently from the outside, but really truly from the inside out. That is then all linking down to the heart. So it's linking to the heart, but I'm feeling a holding and a gripping in the whole chest area. So the physical heart, the energetic heart. And then linking that down into the diaphragm. Feels like the diaphragm, but it's not. It's the liver, gallbladder area. And yet they feel, again, that word, not coagulation this time, but like congealed. So they feel like, and this is gross, it's been so long since I've seen this, but I can't believe this memory is still there, of a canned ham. So it, like, you look at that congealed fat, and it feels like that whole midsection is encased in gelatin. And that came about out of a misguided defense mechanism to protect. And what it instead did was create an interruption in communication. So a bit like sending messages through thick gelatin or masses of water. No, thick gelatin, because the communication would come clearer in masses of water. So it's like showing that communication has been thwarted, been stalled and slowed down. So it's a bit like when you hear a message, instead of saying, hello. It's more like hello. So almost by the time the information has gotten there, it's lost its essence, or it's lost its wholeness. And so the information is distorted, misunderstood, transmitted incorrectly. Many of you have heard me tell this story about a telephone story at Purama way back when, where we played the telephone game. And I tell it over and over again because it's so vivid and how things can get so bad and so misunderstood. That we played this telephone game, and the phrase began at the beginning of the line as, patience is a virtue. And by the time it got to the end, it was, sacrifice the virgin. And that's really what I'm seeing now with that whole gelatinous area around the liver, gallbladder, and diaphragm. And so we need to do a cleanse there, like an energy melting. It's like a melting of fat in terms of a melting of the barrier. Yes, and a working with integrons and tensegrity and that whole middle burner area to bring integrity back into the core of our structure, into the middle burner of our structure, so that the communication from the head to the heart to the gut is clear. Not muted or blocked or distorted. To bring that communication down from the heavens through the brain, through the neck, and down through the core of our being, down through the heart and into the gut brain, and all the way down through every cell of our body. It's like a purification.
They're already in a session. They've been at the session for almost an hour. It ends at 9.
Who is this?
This is James' mom.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry, I just thought this happened. This is Kelly.
Hello? Kelly, hi.
Hi, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just got to get on the phone finally.
Oh, that's okay. You can listen to the recording afterwards. Do you have anything you want to add since you're here now?
I don't have anything offhand right now. I just got on, so I don't have all my thoughts straight yet.
Okay. Well, if they come up, feel free to add them. Otherwise, I'll keep going. I love it. So, it's really bringing clarification into communication, removing the blocks. So I guess that was kind of perfect, actually. So I'm just going to let that set for a moment, let that process through. And some reason, I'm drawn to the heart. And a weird image, it's like a pain in the heart. Like someone was just stabbed in the heart. So I feel like it's the heart and the gut. It's that diaphragm area again. So I feel like that communication is working its way through. And perhaps these are just aspects of blockages that are being shown up and revealed to be removed. So it's helping to remove that gelatinous thick barrier and that sharpness in the left breast and heart. Oh. Huh. So it feels like now there is something being revealed on the left side to be moved, and that's with the left organs, the stomach, the spleen, and in the midsection, the pancreas. So it's working with those earth elements now, but it's really needing, I'm just feeling a lot of that, those blockages being moved through the body now. Huh. It's just the movement I'm feeling, the movement of everything that's been put into place to open up the pathways, to clear up the congestion in communication, the congestion in function, the congestion in availability. So a good part of this session that is occurring is to bring everyone available to the truth of their being, to bring everyone available to the potential that they were born to be. Hmm. To their potential, not any outward directive, only inner. Doesn't mean you can't hear it from outer, but if it doesn't jive with your inner, breathe through it and question it. We're being called to a time where we're being called to step up, step in, and step alive. We're being called together structurally, internally, individually, and collectively. And it's a call. It's that kirtan call that so many of us have been participating in. It's that call and respond. But respond as you, not as the other. And it's being delivered with clarity, it's being delivered with clarity, it's being delivered with power. Empowerment is the word. It's being delivered as a command, but not as a command as in a military command, or as a command as in an order. It's to help us be ordered, become ordered from a place of whole functioning, whole ability, whole availability for who and what we are allowing and choosing to become. So everybody breathe that in, please. Just breathe that in. Fully, when you breathe in, just fully feel the light just coming in, not just through your nose and your nostrils and even your mouth, but through every pore of your body, filling you up with light. And in the exhale, seeing all of those little black dots or the black congestion just leave your body. It's a bit like, it's clearing out the congestion. Yes, Andy. And on that note, we end. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Debbie. Happy holidays.
You're welcome. You too.
And everyone, thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too. I'm going to say happy every day.
Happy every day. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful night, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.